his friends, this year should be a special schus from Aris Necha Gittel Bas Rochel Esther and Reb Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu Lili Nishmasa. In Parashas Nitzavim, Dvarim Chavtes, Testi at Beis, it says, Atem Nitzavim Ayom, Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rasheichem, Shavtechem, Mekneichem, Shadrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tapchem, Unesheichem, Vigercha, Shevakerv Machanecha, Mechote Veitzecha, Atshoev Meimecha. You're all standing before God, the heads, elders, etc., children, women, from the woodcutters, the water draws the Avracha Bravisa Hashem Elokecha Balaso Asher Hashem Elokecha Kari Simcha Yom to pass you through the bris of Hashem that God is making with you today. Rashi says Atem Nitzavim Melamit Shekinson Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biyamoso Lachnisam Bivris. This teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them together Biyamoso. So it's Mashma that this is a chiddush now, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them together. B'yom Moshe lachnisam bevris. But ask the Sefer Aben Naaman and Simon Yad Aleph that this is hard to understand. We already learned earlier that Moshe Rabbeinu called Kol B'nai Yisrael and he gathered them together. And he called them Kara. And then he said, Atem Re'isem, Es Asher Asa Hashem La'ineichem, Hamas Os Hagdolos Asher Ro'einecha, V'lo Nasan Hashem Chem Le'vladas Adayom Azeh. You saw it, you saw the miracles. God didn't give you a heart to know until this day. And I brought Olech Eschem Arbaim Shana Bamidbar, 40 years you were in the desert, you didn't eat bread. But Tavola Mokom Azeh, Vayetzi Sichon Veog, Vnikas Artsam, Shmartim Estivri Abrizazos, Vasisam Osam, Vamanta Skilu Eschol Asher Tasun. So they all seem to be already gathered. Called them together and he started telling about all the miracles, etc. That was in Parshas Kisavo. It was earlier. So what was Mischadish here in Parshas Nitzavim? So the Sefer Aben Naaman answers that it would appear that Rashi is coming to tell us that when the Torah was mafsik the Parsha, after Pasuk Ches, and that's also our minhag, we finish Kisavo. That point, so that's the Gemara Shel Oso Mamot. So it's the end of a parasha in the Torah, and that's also parasha Psucha, and that's also the way we have it in our Torah, we have it in our Kriya, in our Minhag, and we end there. And then we continue in Parashas Nitzavim. Pasuk Tes, Atem Nitzavim Ayom. And about that mamad, it doesn't say Shekinsan Akmosh Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yomosa. It doesn't say he gathered them before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that it says at the end, Shemartem Es Divrei HaBris Hazos. This is referring to the bris of the Tochachos that's mentioned before Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael. It's mentioned before this, where it says Eilu Divrei Abris Asher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe Lichros. It's Bnei Yisrael Beretz Mov Mavad Abris Asher Karas Itam B'Choreiv. It's different bris. And Choreiv, and that's the bris of Parshas Kisavo. And now we start a new parsha. This is Sidrus Nitzavim. With the words Atem Nitzavim, without any Hakdam of Kriya or Vayomer Moshe. So this is a separate kinus. He's got them all together, he stood them up, Atem Nitzavim. Now you're going to go into this new bris. Shekinsam Moshe B'Yomoso L'Achnisam B'Vris. So the Fizeh, there are two different parashas, one after the other. The first is a kriya, and there's no new bris. There's just the mentioning of the bris of the Tochachos in Perek Ches, in Pasuk Ches. And then the Shnia, the second, Parshas Nitzavim, there's no Kriya, and there's a new bris. So why did the Torah make the Parshas like this? And why does this bris, Atem Nitzavim, come without any Kriya? Without any explicit kinos? We can understand this based on the Divrei HaGemara, Mimeseches Avodah Zarah, says there, Hey Amid Aleph, Hey Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanan, Niyitain, V'hai Lebavim, Zeh Lehem. Amar L'Moshe Yisrael, Kfuye Tova, B'Sha Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Miyitain, V'hai Lebavim, Zeh Lehem, Ma'ilem Lomer Tein Ata. Moshe Benu L'Ramzalem, Yisrael, Elach Arbaim Shana, Shenamar, V'olech Eschem, Kom Amidbar Arbaim Shana, Ksiv L'Nosam HaShem Lachem, Lev L'Dat, Lev, Ladas Ari Amazeh, Amar Rabba, Shemamina, L'Koyen Eshadayti D'Rabbe, Adar Bim Shnim. So Rashi says that the Jewish people are kfuye tova, ein makirin lahachzik tova lebailim. They don't appreciate the bailim to be machzik lem tova. Lo ramza l'tochacha zu alachar arbaim shana. So it was after 40 years that Moshe Rabbeinu was romiz this tochacha. In Mishnah Torah and Arvus Moav, V'lo nasan lechem lev l'das she'atu yoyodim lishol ma'ya mevakish mikem. So what the Gemara here is saying is that Moshe tells Am Yisrael that you're kfuye tova, you're not makir tova. Why? Because when Hashem said to Am Yisrael, mi yitain v'hayel levavim zeh lahem, who can assure that this heart will remain theirs, they should have said, you assure that we'll remain tzaddikim. You could do it. But then they resisted doing this, because then they would have been chayav hakaras hatov to Hashem for his help against their Yetzirah. So they didn't want. And then Moshe Rabbeinu didn't allude to Yisrael that they had this problem of being kfuye tov until after 40 years. It says 40 years, it says V'lo nasan Hashem lechem lev l'das. Till now, until this day. So you only fully grasp what your Rebbe is saying after 40 years. After 40 years, now you get it. You're kfuye tova. That's also what Rashi says in Parshas Kisavo. V'lo nasan Hashem lechem lev l'das, she'ein adam omir al softaito shel rabbo v'chochmas v'shnazo arabayim shana. Fikach lo hikpid aleim ha'makom ar hayom hazeh, v'al mikan be'elech yakpid. Person's not omid al softaitel sharabo and the chachma of his teaching until 40 years, and therefore Hashem wasn't makbid until now. But now he's going to be makbid. Now you should get it. Now you should get that you shouldn't be kfuye tova. Since 40 years passed, now you're omid al softaitel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's your Rebbe. Now he's going to be makbid if you're not matriach yourself to be omid al dato v'ritzono. And we see from here, Yisod Gadol, that within the Divrei Tochach of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he called the Jewish people, B'Sof Parshas Kisavo, we learn about a new Madreg of Am Yisrael, that from that day they're on the Madreg of a Talmud Omid Al Das Rabo. And even without Moshe Rabbeinu Be'emtza, now they're Mesukal to be Omid Al Dato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a Madreg in a Flam Me'od. And that's the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's megala to a person as madregas in the middle of the tochacha and his chasronos. That we find in a pasuk at the end of Parshas Shmos. Perish Rashi, Sanhedrin Kufir Aleph, Amir Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, why were you maharach or midosai? And you were in Ratz Lefan of Kisus like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So on one hand he's giving him tochacha, on the other hand, he's telling him he's on the Madreig of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the same thing applies here. Ayde Tviya Zos, he's Megala to Bnei Yisrael, that they're Zocha to the Shlemus. The Madreig Shel Talmidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, he's saying, you better be careful now, you're a Kfuye Tova, and you have to now understand that. On the other hand, he's telling them, but now you can understand, because now you're a true Talmidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 40 years have passed, so through this tochacha they also have a compliment. That's a good good way of living your life, always try to find something nice, even if you have to give tochacha. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was samech in Bnei Yisrael that they reached this madrega, Talmidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he had a simcha with them. Like in Rashi Chav Tes Gimel. So now we're zocheh lamed al sodo shel shnei parshiyos. These two parshiyos of Kisavo, the end of Kisavo and Nitzavim. So at the end of Parshas Kisavo, after all the tochachas to Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says that now they're the madrega of Talmidim Shleimim. Now you're Talmidim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. 40 years have passed. And you have a mamad bifnei atzma of Talmidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards there's another parasha, parasha Zatem Nitzavim. In this parasha, it doesn't say how Moshe called them and how they stood. They just started, Atem Nitzavim, you're standing. Rashi says, Shekinsa Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lavrim rebris. In other words, now Bnei Yisrael are omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nitzavim levadam, mikoch atzmam. They don't need to be called. Now they're ready to make this new bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Without Moshe Rabbeinu in the middle. No Vayikra. They can do it on their own now. And that's why Rashi explains this was done dafka b'yomoso shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That adirabba, the inyan of bris, is that there's a period of time between the 40 years that they're tefil to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the years that they're tefillin liYoshua when he's conquering Eretz Yisrael. And dafka b'rega zeh, and they're making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this bris has ashlama. Lavodas limud haTorah shel bnei Yisrael kol arba'im shana b'midbar. This tkuf of mesiras Torah mehaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now your talmidim that were over all the years of learning in the great yeshiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now you're omer al das HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodchem u'b'atzmechem. It's like they got smicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the maimed of Parshas Nitzavim. Now they're on their own. They reached that high maimed. So those are the sod of these two parshas of the end of Kisavo and Nitzavim. Now you're omed al das Rabbo, your Talmidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you can receive the new bris yourself. So we should all be zochem yitz Hashem. Lomod ulamed lishma v'lasos. Taka, we should be on that madrega again of receiving Torah directly from Hashem. Being talmidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being me'omer al das Rabbeinu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sabidus the most beloved.